Podcast Report, episode number 27.
Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world. Now, here are your hosts, the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft, and Eric Fisher.
That's right, my friends. We are back with another episode of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here. Eric, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well. If you're the Podcast Answer Man, that makes me Robin.
I love it. My trusty sidekick here on the Podcast Report. So, hey, Eric, today we are kind of taking it easy on the producer side of things by basically making life easy for ourselves and bringing in two other veteran podcasters from the podcasting community, Jason Van Orden and Jeremy Franzen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there.
We're so veteran, we don't even know when to come in.
I was seeing if Eric would cue off of that one and say, yeah, in fact, we're so excited, but it's all right.
I got him confused.
Now who's veteran?
All right. So, hey, guys, so glad to have you on the show. And it's an honor. You guys were podcasting, I think, even before I was. When did you guys start Internet Business Mastery?
Oh, I think it was September of 2005 is when the first episode went up, wow. If I remember. August or September, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And we still keep doing it.
So, yeah, that was about 3 months before my first podcast as a hobby, the TV show Lost. And I recall listening to you guys. And so in my mind, I don't know about you, but back a long time ago, I remember just everybody that I listened to, in my mind, they were a celebrity. So talking to you guys, it's like talking to a celebrity. And you know, what's weird is, and Jason may or may not know this, but the very first time I ever went to a public place where I met a lot of people face to face that I'd only heard in a podcast before was PodCamp Boston 2. Do you remember that, Jason?
I remember it well.
And I remember sitting down and it's like, man, that's Jason Van Orden. And at the time, you were the world's leading podcast consultant out there. As a matter of fact, that was your big deal. That was your main focus at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was what I was focusing on. And that's why, Internet Business Mastery was just started as like this side offshoot of that. I was like, oh, I better have two or three shows if I want to conquer this thing, become the go-to guy on podcasting. And then little did I know, Internet Business Mastery ended up really taking off and becoming kind of the focus for both Jeremy and I. But yeah, at that time, my book hadn't been out too long, and that's what I was doing, was running around the circuit and talking podcasting.
Well, I'm super excited that Internet Business Mastery took off for you guys, because it opened up a doorway for somebody else to take on the mantle of the go-to person for podcasting.
And you have done a fine job of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, anyway, folks, Internet Business Mastery, it is probably one of the earliest podcasts out there that ever talked about how to run a business online, certainly among the first. And how many episodes do you guys have now?
Oh, let's see, what we were just released, I think 209.
Yes.
The first like 3 or 4 years, we only did them like twice a month. And then we upped ourselves to three a month. We've been doing pretty consistently now for the last 3 or 4 years. So 209, nowhere near the like 3,000 plus, I think somebody I know has put out there on the internet.
Yeah, it was a different thing then. We were just doing it, like you said, as a hobby. And, you know, some people now start and do one a day. You know, and so 209 doesn't sound like a whole lot compared to some people, but it's actually 8 years of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's not always about quantity, it's about quality. And that's one thing that you guys have is quality content that is valuable. So let me just say this. You guys have been involved in everything before I was involved in it. And I want to know how you guys first got involved with what used to be called Blog World, which is now New Media Expo.
Well, my involvement actually goes back, because we had the two conferences that merged. There was like, you know, the Podcasting and Portable Media Conference that started in Ontario like in 2005. And that was the very first podcasting conference that I ever went to. Then a couple years later, Blog World starts. And I spoke at the very first one of those as well, because Rick had come to the other one in Ontario and seen me speak there and said, hey, we'd like to have you speak at Blog World too. And then the two of them, you know, merged and made an even bigger thing. And so it's become the, you know, definitive place now for podcasters and bloggers and web TV show creators. And it's just, we both love going to it just because it's our people. I mean, the people who listen to podcasts, people who create podcasts, people who create web content in general are people that we love to associate with, both as colleagues and partner with and create content with, or the kinds of people that enjoy listening to our show. So it's kind of become the place for us to be, and you know, for it, just because, mostly because of the relationships. And then on top of that, you have, you know, the opportunity to learn from all of these leading experts as well. So yeah, that involvement with it goes all the way back as well to 2005 too.
Nice. Jeremy, what about you? Is that the same for you?
Oh yeah, that's the top thing. We have to go to New Media Expo, of course. That is just where we make sure to meet all of our friends and be able to, you know, see our audience. But yeah, as far as when it started, I was kind of trailing after Jason, since he was being the podcast guy. We had our internet business mastery thing as well. So I would go and support him and chat with people and have meetups and just see what everybody was up to back in those early days when, you know, like, as you know, podcasting's gone through all these different phases of, oh, it's some new cool thing, but almost nobody knows about it, to, oh yeah, that's dead, to now it's like massive again. And it's, and to me, it's actually just barely starting, really, as far as mainstream goes. But it's been fun to ride that and go there and see what happens as this thing grows and really starts exploding, I think.
Yeah, there's certainly been a journey for podcasting. And for those of us who have been in it from the beginning, going all the way back to 2005 anyway, we know that it's never really died. It's just that, you know, we met maximum exposure in the early adoption tech geek community. And right. And it took us a while to break out of that bubble, and it wasn't really going to happen and didn't happen until it became easier to consume content for the average person. And of course, now that there are 1 billion with a B smartphones out there, I think we finally have cracked the code into getting this into the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, with mobile becoming the big thing now in marketing and content delivery, and everyone's trying to figure out how to get their, you know, their foothold in that mobile market, podcasting really is I think one of the easiest ways to jump into that whole mobile marketing thing. I mean, of course, there's, you know, talking about are your emails mobile friendly? Is your website mobile friendly? And there's a lot to look at, but making mobile friendly content that people take on the go, there's just a huge opportunity there. And of course, we've been able to grow an entire business around that premise that, you know, companies like Apple have trained a lot of people to download and consume and take this kind of content and even pay for it, you know, on the go. Of course, we don't charge for our podcast, but still, you know, that just goes to show, look, somebody who's in the iTunes ecosystem or who's using, and now it's not even limited to iPhones and iOS, which is a wonderful thing. But big companies, again, like Apple have trained this entire, I was going to say generation, but I mean, internet generation, which is what, like 3 or 4 years is an internet generation, it feels like. And then all of a sudden, bam, things change again. So anyway, just to say, it's a wonderful opportunity with mobile. Like you say, we're on like a real tipping point in that area.
It is awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that podcasts are almost the most native mobile friendly content there is, in a sense. I mean, you've got a little device there that if you click play, there are speakers built in and there's a headphone jack, like it's ready in there, and people are used to, even since the days of the Walkman, playing stuff and walking around. So,
well, given that the iPhone, you know, is derived from the iPod, and the whole thing of the iPod was, hey, have your whole library of songs and audiobooks and everything in your pocket. Right. That is an interesting way to look at it. It's like the most native mobile content there is to just generate a podcast.
Well, and I'm actually glad to report that for the first time ever, here's one of the weird things I do. From time to time, I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah right now. And from time to time, if I fill up to it and I see somebody listening to something, I will actually ask them what they're listening to. This happens every other month or so. And just recently, because in Salt Lake City, you almost never see anybody listening to stuff unless you're at the gym or something, which, come on. Who does that? Anyway, but so I was actually on the way to a Brazilian grill, of course, and I saw a guy listening, and I stopped him and said, "Hey, what are you listening to?" And he said, "The Joe Rogan Experience." And that was the first time, this was like a week and a half ago, that was the first time I've ever in Salt Lake heard of somebody listening to a podcast. So to me, that's a huge sign.
Yes.
Because maybe in New York or LA or something, you know, you see people constantly listening to stuff. But in Salt Lake City, some guy just like randomly walking, I ask him and he's listening to a podcast. That was a big thing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing is what people are realizing is that they can actually say yes to listening to content, to consuming content without actually having to say no to something else that they could or should be doing. Unlike just about anything else, whether you're reading a blog post or watching a YouTube video or something else, typically when you're doing any other, consuming any other kind of content out there, you actually could be checking your email and working on something off of your to-do list or something like that. But if you're out driving the car, or if you're one of those only 47 million people who have a gym membership, or whatever the case may be, if you're walking the dog, you don't have to say no to driving. You don't have to say no to walking the dog or running on the treadmill. To say yes to giving complete and fully engaged attention to the person who's speaking on through that microphone into your earbuds. And I love that.
Yeah, it's actually quite strange to still, like, let's say I'm at the grocery store and I look around and people are just standing there. Like in line, like what are you doing? Listen to something. I have like these wireless headsets that kind of look like they're just like behind my ears and you can't really see them. But I almost want to showcase and go, look, right now I'm learning something.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of just standing staring at the guy in front of me, you know, I'm listening. But, you know, we'll get there.
You know, I never thought of that. And now I will never be able to go in public ever again without actually questioning why on earth are people wasting their time standing and doing anything without earbuds in their ears.
It's crazy to me. I mean, I've been doing it for years and years, obviously, since even 2005, because, you know, there's just so much. Obviously, we're all podcast guys, but there isn't a time when I'm out in public, unless I'm with someone, that I'm not listening to something. And it still blows me away that people haven't got that yet.
Yeah. I work from
most
home. Go ahead, Eric.
Most of the time I'm telling people don't multitask, but this is one of those things where I'm like, no, this is okay. This is like one of the true times where you can truly do multitasking. It's not like the whole chewing gum and walking thing. You can walk and listen to a podcast or stand in line. You can do it. It's good.
Well, there you go. From the mouth of the productivity guy. It's good.
You know, the funny thing is I work from home, so my commute is all of, you know, 25 seconds unless it's laundry day, and then it's a little bit longer.
How many shows can you fit in that commute?
It takes him like 3 months to get through one. So there you go, 25 seconds.
I'm not kidding you. There are times when I literally will not leave my bedroom until my earbuds are in my ear so that I can actually listen to 7 minutes of a podcast while I'm actually going and getting my, you know, my filling up my water bottle, grabbing a protein bar and walking downstairs. Nice. By golly, I'm going to get 6 or 7 minutes of that 35 minute podcast in this morning.
Yeah, even for us home workers, I mean, while I'm cooking, I'm listening. While I'm, I don't know, cleaning up from lunch, I'm listening. Anytime I leave my office, I'm listening until my daughter's home. And then I'll turn it off for a while for her. But other than that, it's always on.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the power of reaching out to people, I mean, we're told time and time again that, you know, people say things like, and we'll see this like on Twitter, we'll see people say, yeah, I'm about to go get on the airplane, but first I'm, you know, loading up my iPhone with the latest Internet Business Mastery to listen to so I can, Now, that's a lot more than 140 characters, but that's the gist of what they're saying is I'm loading up my iPhone, the latest Internet Business Mastery, so I can learn something on the airplane while I'm going, or, you know, about to walk the dog. So, you know, queuing up the latest Internet Business Mastery. So if you just think about the power of it just being you and that person and your voice and their mind as they're, you know, having this Zen moment walking their dog, or, you know, working out with the endorphins at the gym, or just, you know, in that zone on the plane, passing the time. That's a powerful opportunity to really connect with somebody with your voice, which is why we absolutely, you know, love this medium.
Yeah. And when you combine all of those things that we've already said with the fact that people turn this into like they actually turn their podcasting listening habits into a weekly routine. And so these people are routinely giving us their attention for as much as 30 minutes to an hour on a weekly basis. I mean, that you talk about influence. I mean, I don't know of anyone else out there that has that much influence where somebody is listening to somebody for 30 minutes to an hour outside of an audio podcast and television. Okay, so television and audio podcasting. It's the only two things that I can think of where routinely people give their attention on a weekly basis to to a message.
Or talk about how far behind they are. On a show,
yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. No, it's no wonder though that people feel that celebrity stuff, because, like, as you guys know, you know, we're just two guys that record a show in our home offices. It's not like we're, you know, in some swanky club with a limo driving us to, you know, the studio that we record to. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we're just some guys, but they spend so much time with us. They're used to, if you're going to spend that much time with someone, you're used to thinking of them as a celebrity, right? So that's one of the things that happens.
Well, that's why I say, you know, that reminds me of that time when I sit down and met Jason for the first time and say, hey, can I ask you a couple questions about podcast consulting? This is something that I'm pursuing and getting some advice. And the fact that he sat down and talked with me, and it's like, man, I'm talking to somebody who is out there and who's making things happen. And it was pretty cool. But one of the first podcasters I had ever listened to was Father Roderick Von Hogan. And I just fell in love with the content that he was creating. And I'll never forget the first time I talked to him on the phone. And I felt like, in my mind, I don't have celebrities, you know, I don't have sports heroes or anything like that. But I mean, I was flipping. I'm talking to Father Roderick Von Hogan on the telephone. This is the coolest thing. And the weird thing, I'll never forget, back in my Lost podcast days, I had voicemail feedback. I still have a voicemail feedback hotline to this day. And people would call into our Lost podcast and leave their feedback for the show. And one guy who called all the time, his name was Alaska Brad. And he says, nice. Hey, Cliff, this is Brad from Alaska. And he called twice a week. And one of the things that most of our audience doesn't know is that when you call, it gets emailed to us as an audio file, and the subject line of the actual email has your phone number in it. So it's got caller ID built in. And well, anyway, I was out for a walk one day, and this is Alaska Brad must have had already have sent me, you know, 30 or 40 email or voicemails by this time. And so we've had time shifted conversations, because he would say something in the voicemail and I would speak back to him directly in the podcast. And so we might as well have talked. It's just time shifted. And one day I was out for my walk and I had saw on my phone that a message just came in, and I saw it was Alaska Brad, and I went ahead and just clicked on the link on my phone that dialed his phone number, and he answered the phone, and I said, is this Brad? And he goes, yeah, who's this? And I said, Cliff. He goes, who is this? And I said, Cliff Ravensburg. And all of a sudden he goes, no way. Oh my gosh. And you could just hear, it's like, he was blown away by that. And so, yeah, these people, exactly what you're saying, Jeremy, is that no wonder these people feel like these are celebrities, because we carry so much influence with the amount that we're of the content that we're putting out, and the fact that they're listening to us and looking up to the things that we have to say on a regular basis.
Yeah, we get all the time people saying where they've traveled with us in the world. You know, like we've been with them everywhere around the world while they're exercising. You know, anytime they have that extra time to listen, we're with them. And even if it's just this subconscious thing, I mean, this is an amazing thing about doing a show is, you know, you become just part of their life. So it's like when we meet people too, we get the celebrity thing, but then if we start talking to the person, they're like, wow, you're just like on the show. As if we were like, you know, being characters instead.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, there's a couple lessons I'm pulling out of this just to underscore for people listening. Like the first thing, so that's pretty significant what Jeremy just said. And I love it when people say that because I think, I mean, what works best is, as we all know, in creating content online is bringing, one thing we love to say is be you, just be you to 110%. And so figure out like, and I know you had an episode recently about this, Cliff, finding your voice. And so I love it when I can sit down with somebody and they do say, it's like, yeah, you're just like you are on the show. It's like, well, good. I'm glad to hear that I'm not putting on some kind of an error or a false thing. In fact, I mean, that's how we decided that we were going to stand out when we first started podcasting is we were like, you know what? We're not going to be like the guru on the mountain that's unreachable and that you can't, you know, you can't even see yourself in their shoes. Like we want to be like two normal guys that is like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it kind of thing. So that, you know, that's pretty significant what Jeremy's just saying right there. And then the second thing is going back to your story about when we met at Podcast Boston, I'm actually in the process of writing a blog post right now. It's like seven tips for, I'm figuring out the title, but it's like seven tips for winning at New Media Expo or getting the most from winning at New Media Expo, something like that. But one of the tips is don't, you know, talking about relationships is don't underestimate anybody that you meet. I mean, things are moving so fast on the internet and the caliber of people that show up to this event, like the guy just sitting next to you and, you know, and saying, hey, and having a chat with you right now, like maybe tomorrow's like leading expert in whatever, right? And so I actually in this blog post and I was remembering that story about you, like telling the story of meeting Cliff Ravenscraft. And now like, look, he's like the dude running the podcasting track for, you know, Blog World and New Media Expo. And he's like, you know, he's the podcast answer man. I had no idea that when we met, like I was just, you know, thrilled to meet somebody who's like, man, I'm ready to take my next step. What do you think I should do? And of course, like it's in my nature to go for it. Here's like the best three tips I can give you. And like, of course you did, as we all know. I by no means taking credit for that. Like you get all the credit for what you've done, but just to say, don't underestimate the people that you meet at a conference like New Media Expo, because today's just, you know, brand new connection that you make. Maybe tomorrow's like total A player and you can do amazing things together. So just
and actually, by the way, he has told me that he's sorry that he made you hold his coat all the time. And get drinks. Right? Like he really, you know, that's when we learned you shouldn't do that. As well as, you know, I went to a mastermind group in San Diego from inside of, you know, our paid product and met this guy and he was a little bit late and he was really excited and super nice. And as we were talking, he's telling me about his life story. And it's one of those things where I'm just going, oh, this guy's a nice guy. Little did I know, it's Pat Flynn. Like he becomes this humongous superstar. Yep. And just again, to back up that, you never know who you're going to meet, who's going to be your, you know, you could be friends with, and then later they just explode and become, you know, a megastar. So that, you know, that is an awesome thing about going there and being able to meet people. You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jason, that's actually how we met. We were sitting, I sat down at just a round table with a bunch of strangers at Blog World NYC in 2012. And, you know, we're like passing stuff around and you're like, oh, hi. You're like, hi, what's your name? And I'm like, Eric. And you're like, hi, I'm Jason. And then I'm like, oh, Van Orden, nice to meet you. Like suddenly hit me that I was sitting next to you, which was hilarious.
And you suddenly realized you were holding his coat again.
And I mean, yeah, I know. We're like I said, we were passing things around. And
nice to meet you. Here, hold this for me.
And go get me a drink. Yeah, sure.
You know, the interesting thing is not only you never know who you might run into and that you could be the next big thing, but I want to point out that you could be the next big thing. And you know, I think back to where I was when I went to PodCamp Boston 2. I had just quit my career in insurance to pursue podcasting full time without any clue on how on earth I was going to make a living and how I was going to make this possible. I just knew this is what I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, I quite suspected some people would tell me I'm crazy, but it seemed like every single time I talked to somebody, they encouraged me. And of course, Jason, you were one of those people as well. And I went not thinking I would be, you know, recognized around the world as an authority in my industry. But I went thinking, I just want to get out there and get my message heard. I want somebody to notice, and I want to be at least recognized enough to where I can make some money at this, so that I don't necessarily have to be rich, although I'd like it. I just want to support my family and do what I love, and that was my real motivation. But it's kind of shocking for me to have somebody like a Michael Stelzner introduce me to, in his keynote speech at his very first Social Media Marketing World conference, as, you know, the king of podcasting, you know, the world's leading expert, you know, and other people like to be invited to be the director of podcasting for New Media Expo. That was my goal. That year, I think that was 2012, my goal that year was just to be invited back to be a speaker. And Rick calls me up and says, hey, I want you to be the director of podcasting. So I say all that to say, you guys, come to New Media Expo and, you know, get your message out there. Stop standing in the corners and stuff like that. And you become the next expert. There's nothing keeping you from being the next thing that blows up on the internet.
Yeah, really, the thing that was with you and Pat and anybody else that, you know, we know that has started and just become something big in this world, it was just literally you had the desire. The barrier of entry was like almost nothing. Like when we started, what I recorded on was a $60 headphone mic from Logitech.
Yeah, mine was $35.
Yeah, and it was that and Audacity. That's how we started our show. The barrier of entry was we had the desire and we simply took action. That was it. You know, there was no like going to Hollywood and trying to get an agent. And you know what I mean? Like the barrier of entry for this is so nothing. It's just your desire and action.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have been speaking at these events for a long time. And of course, last year I had you out at New Media Expo on the podcasting track. And, or actually, no. The thing is that they did some tracks a different way. They gave me the two different breakout sessions for podcasting, but they also had a commerce track specifically last year. Right. And I farmed you guys out. I wanted to, you know, put as many podcasters into places as I could. So I farmed you guys out to the commerce track last year. And I hate that because I hear that your guys' session was amazing and I didn't get to actually hear it and see what you guys had said. But can you explain to me what in the world you guys said at your session? Because I had three different people tell me that you brought them to tears. And by the way, this was a monetization.
We made them hold our coats. That's why they're crying.
It was a monetization.
This is also a very good plug for the virtual ticket, by the way.
Yes, exactly. It is.
That's true. How did we make people cry about podcast monetization, right? We actually spent a good while telling a story about a couple stories about people that are our students. And the one, I think the particular story, and I'll kind of do a condensed version of this, but I think the particular story that had people kind of choked up and emotional was the story of one of our students, Darlene. And the reason we told this story is because before somebody can really be to that point of, hey, I want to make money on the internet, you got to really kind of know, you got to know your why, you got to know your purpose, you got to believe that you have something to bring and be willing to put that out there and go, look, I have something of value to offer and I believe it's worth something and can impact your life if you'll follow it. And I think it's worth your money to pay for it. So Darlene is one of our students back in 2008. She was a mother with one child, pregnant with her second child, and went to a doctor. And she was told at that time by the doctor, you know, hey, I don't want you to worry, but I need you to go home for the last 3 months of your pregnancy, go to bed and stay there. You're now on bed rest if you want to reach, you know, a successful delivery of this child. So very shocking news to get. Your life changes overnight. And, you know, in a second, you're all of a sudden all these questions of like, okay, how do I take care of the kid I've already got? If I'm in bed all day long, what about my job? I got to go. What about health? How do I stay fit? Blah, 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 blah. And she went looking for answers and resources and had a really hard time. As you can imagine, it'd be a very difficult thing to get through. Now, happy ending to her story is she had a very healthy child, but that motivated her to go, wow, you know, there really needs to be better support for high-risk pregnancy and particularly women on bed rest. I have a story to share now, and I want to bring that story out to the world. And that's when she came across our training, which teaches you how to be a person of influence online, how to use blogging and podcasting to build that brand. And so she said, okay, this is it. Podcasting is my way to make it happen. And so she started learning about how to record and how to, you know, tag the files and get them ready on your blog and get them into iTunes and all those things. And, you know, the technical details weren't that big of a deal. We just gave her the step-by-step. The real hang-up was when it came to, she had that first episode recorded and she called me on the phone one day and said, Jason, I don't think I can do this. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a, you know, any kind of academic or professional. Like what, why in the world do I think that I can impact people's lives with this story that I want to tell? I said, you know, Darlene, I totally get it. When we were first starting, we're like, you know, why should anybody listen to us about internet business? There's like 10 gurus out there already teaching it and they've got red Ferraris and big mansions and we've got neither of them, right? But we just decided, look, we're going to share our voice. We're just going to be two regular guys. Come along with us on the journey. And, you know, think of if we hadn't posted our first episode, you wouldn't be working with me right now, right? So it's a good thing we posted that. She said, okay, well, okay, that's a good point. Let's just see where this goes and I'll go ahead and put it out there. Fast forward 2 years, we had her on our show and we said, so Darlene, how has this impacted your life to have your podcast and your brand online? And she said, well, I could talk about the fact that now I can, you know, go and spend the summers with my mother in Maine and escape the heat in Texas. And so I have that flexibility, that freedom of location. Or I could talk about the fact that I've been invited to participate in leading edge research and publications, or that I've been asked to speak at conferences. But you know what's been the most fulfilling thing about what I've done is I got an email this week from a woman in Oman, which is in the Middle East. And she said, this woman, you know, proceeded to tell me her story. You know, I'm a woman who's pregnant. I was put on bed rest like you. I was confused. I was afraid. Where I live, there's like zero resources for a woman like me. And so I had no idea. I thought, you know, that's it. I guess I'm probably gonna end up losing this child. And I went to the internet just desperate looking for some answers. And I came across your page and there's that video of you on the homepage and I clicked play. And for 2 minutes, you proceeded to tell me your story. And by the end, I was like, oh my gosh, there's another woman exactly like me. She's on the other side of the world, but she understands me and I want to know what else she has to say. And so I consumed your podcast and your information and the tips that you had for me. And I'm writing you today to tell you that, you know, to thank you for stepping up and telling your story and to thank you for saving my child's life. And, you know, that's a very impactful story. I said, well, Darlene, it's a good thing you posted that first episode, right? And she's like, absolutely. And so we shared that story to tell people, it's like, look, you have a story to tell. You have experiences. Just be 100% you and bring that to the table with everything that you have, knowing that there are, you know. And so then immediately you turn around and Jeremy made the point, look, who's waiting for you to write you that email? Maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, maybe 4 years from now. But you know, those emails are going to be coming in. So, you know, start today. And that was like, you know, the first of like five steps of how to monetize your podcast. But it's like, you got to have that belief and know what your story is that you're going to tell and that purpose behind what you're going to do. Because if it's just about the money, people will be able to sense that and you're not going to have nearly the success as if there's also kind of that mission, that purpose, that thing that you are fighting for along with people. And for her, it was, you know, bringing a better life to women with high risk pregnancy. So that would be my guess as to what had people kind of emotional in the presentation that we did. And I'm glad to hear that, because that we were going for that emotional impact. I mean, to share a tip on that, when you're sharing your podcast, when you're recording a podcast and you want to make a point, think, is there a story, whether it's my own or a client story, a friend story, is there a story I can tell? Because stories bring that emotional impact. They allow people to put themselves in the shoes of that other person and see themselves doing the same thing. And it's going to go much farther than giving stats and figures and statistics. And so that's what we talked about last year.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome stuff. You guys listening, as you can tell, Jason and Jeremy, they know their stuff and they have lots of value to share with you. They're going to be back at New Media Expo in 2014. And this time they're in the podcasting track.
Sweet, we made it. Well,
I'm keeping you guys for myself this time. I told them, you go fill your own track.
That we just had to make some people cry, and it got us in there. Exactly. That's all.
So you guys are going to talk about podcasting profits, how to use your podcast to generate income, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to tell us how to squeeze every single dime out of the CPM model. Is that right?
advertising.
Of course, I know that's not the case because, I'll tell you what, let's give this one about 2 minutes and then we'll wrap up here. But I'd love to, if I'm not mistaken, I think I've heard the two of you together both say something to the fact that if you accept CPM advertising on your podcast, you're throwing money out the window.
Yeah, very much. I met someone, I don't want to say who, had an Apple podcast talking about Apple products in San Diego. And when we were talking about the CPM model, he was saying how much he got per episode. And at the time, now I didn't say this back, at the time, we would have lost about $30,000 a month had we gone with that model.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where he was way more popular than us by a lot.
Oh, yeah.
As far as how many people were watching the show. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine if we had have gone with that model. And we have other friends that do shows similar to us, even video shows. And, you know, we hear they get, you know, one of the big shopping carts, pay them this much a month again. And we keep going, oh my gosh, we'd lose so much a month had we gone with that model. So that's one of the things that, you know, we talk about being very true to, you know, what you have to offer, that value you have to offer and sticking with that.
And for anybody who's thinking, well, why don't I just do both? And the way we're making money is we're driving them to an email list and we're selling them our own products, information products that, you know, solve the most pressing problems and questions that they have for us about internet business. Now, if people are going, well, why don't I just do both? I'll sell my own products and I'll have advertising. And, you know, we know some people who do that. But the way we look at it is, look, when you have advertisers that you're putting on your show and then you also have your audience that you're trying to make, you know, quality products for us, it feels too much like trying to serve two different masters here. And you know, your advertisers, they have a certain set of interests that you're trying to fulfill, and your audience, they have another set of interests. And so we just prefer, for the sake of the relationship with our audience, the most important asset we have, and that anybody has for that matter who has a brand online, is that relationship with a loyal following of you know, that loyal audience that just hangs on every word and is ready to buy the stuff you put out there. And so we prefer, you know, not to go for that quick win and the money and focus instead on just delivering the best value that we can and only listening to them rather than having, you know, advertisers in that mix as well. That's the philosophy that we follow and that we also teach to our students.
Sweet. Absolutely love you guys. Podcasting profits, how to use your podcast to generate income. All of these insights and so much more await you if you guys attend their session at New Media Expo. It's going to be an amazing time. Jason and Jeremy, thank you guys so much for your friendship and certainly for spending some time this afternoon to come on to the podcast report.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys. Thanks, Cliff. Thanks, Eric.
Eric, anything you want to say before we wrap things up? Anything you want to mention the podcast awards, my friend?
They're happening. In fact, probably by the time this is out, in fact, I know for sure by the time this is out, there are shows being voted on in the podcast awards that will be held. The ceremony will be held at the, Sunday night of the New Media Expo.
Yeah, so that's going to be on November 5th, and it's going to be a wonderful big extravaganza with a little meet and greet following that. And last year, that event was the highlight of New Media Expo, at least for me, and I know for a lot of other podcasters, and even for a lot of non-podcasters, they seem to really enjoy themselves. And in fact, I think we may have converted a couple people, which is kind of sweet.
It's going to be a fun time. I really looking forward to it, perchance to win, but I'm not telling anybody to vote for me. I'm saying go vote for your favorite podcast in all the categories.
Be on the to-do list. Be on the to-do list. Anyway.
People's choice in business.
Just saying. Seriously, guys, thank you so much, everybody. And until next time, we encourage you to go and get yourself online.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner. January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.